This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's the Carton Show. Chris McMonagle, Craig Carton. Great to have you here. Let's see if I figured out how to do this. I knew I was gonna struggle.
There you go.
Nicky Newton's on the fan. Nicky, what's up?
Hello!
La, la,
Welcome back, my friend!
My guy, Pots and Pans, what's up?
What's up? All right, fellas. I'm a Giants fan. I'm 30 years old. I've bled blue my whole life. I've been to 60 games in my life. Yesterday was my 60th. My fifth time going to see a Giants-Cowboys game. And that was my first win yesterday.
Nice.
I will be damned if anybody takes the happiness and joy of that win yesterday away from me.
You know,
because everyone in that stadium,
right. Everyone,
not a single Giant fan in that building was saying, oh, what about the pick? Oh, God.
I will say this, Nick, and how do I get rid of the call?
The drop. If you need me to hold your hand through the show,
I
will.
No, it's funny he says that because I'm watching the game, obviously. Yeah. And I picked up on that. I wasn't at the game. I'm just watching on TV.
Yeah, no, the crowd wants to
But
win.
The crowd was, as they should be, because we're like Pavlov's dogs, right?
Yeah.
You might want a better pick.
Yeah.
But in the moment, if Jackson Dart throws a touchdown pass, like the touchdown that got called back to Slayton, right? The 73-yard touchdown pass keeps his balance. Which I thought was a bogus call, but whatever. Like, you could feel the 12,000 Giants fans at MetLife Stadium cheering.
Yeah.
They were happy about it.
Instant gratification seekers.
That's right.
I don't want instant gratification.
That's why you didn't go to the game.
Absolutely right. I don't want to win my fourth game in week 17.
No?
I don't know. Now, Dak Prescott didn't play the second half. I don't care. I wanted the picks, and I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of being scolded. Like, you just mentioned what I was.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many people. Have you ever played sports? No. I've never played sports, you dope.
Yeah.
Just because I wanted the pick. Winning is nothing. It means nothing. Jackson Dart has already proven he's good. I don't know if he's the future. I'd like to think he is. I think he has an opportunity to be a really good quarterback in this league. But there wasn't anything left to prove against this game. Like, people go back to Eli Manning, right? It was like a perfect parallel. Back to Eli Manning, last game of the season of his rookie year against the Dallas Cowboys. He won that game, led in next year. They go to the playoffs, and it begins the Eli Manning tenure.
I don't believe this carryover, but I'm with you.
No, I'm with you, yeah. Eli Manning couldn't complete a pass. Eli Manning had veterans like Tiki Barber and like Jeremy Shockey laughing at him in the huddle.
He was almost benched.
I mean,
remember
he was almost benched.
Skittish quarterback, the whole thing. Yeah.
No, I mean, so he needed that. He needed that to show his teammates. He needed that to show the fan base, the organization.
Let me say this.
Giants don't need Jackson Dart to do anything.
Isn't there a part of you that doesn't have faith, nor should you, in Joe Shane having a great draft, who is saying to yourself, I want to win because if I do get a better pick, which I would have, obviously, if I lost, I don't trust the guy making the pick, so a worse pick makes it easier for your embattled general manager to get it right.
Like, how the hell does that make any sense?
Because would you have trusted him with the first pick?
Why would I trust him with the fifth?
It's easier to pick right at five than one.
How does that make any sense?
Because the other...
There's less people there.
But the good people are gone. That's why.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's got less of an opportunity to make the right pick.
No, I disagree. I think you have a better chance of nailing your pick at five than you do at one.
How in the hell does that make any sense?
You picked the wrong quarterback at one or the wrong whatever.
But they're not
player.
Picking a quarterback. And they would have been trading out and getting multiple picks where he could have screwed more up. Fine, but I don't...
I'd rather, if I don't trust my GM, I'd rather he pick 12th.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, Craig.
I've got lots more where that came from.
It makes no sense. If I don't trust someone, I want him to have the most amount of people. You're also saying that the people...
You want a pool to pick from.
Of course. What do you...
That's more possible mistakes.
See, no, it's not.
Of course it is. There's more people available, more mistakes. Yeah, 100%. The logic's sound. I tried it on my own.
No, it's not. That's like you're trusting the four teams in front of them to be stupid. And take bad players.
No, to the contrary.
No, you're hoping they eliminate the bad picks. What if they eliminate four of the good picks he could have chosen?
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you think there's a benefit in picking second as opposed to first so that somebody else makes the decision for you because you don't trust your GM?
No.
You don't buy into that logic?
No. I want the best overall pick.
There goes the 3 o'clock hour.
I want the idea. I want the idea that they can pick whoever they believe in. I can't go into it assuming two things. And people do this, and you're trying to do it now.
Yeah.
And I don't
appreciate it. If I don't trust the GM, I don't want them picking first.
If I don't trust the GM, I don't want them picking.
Okay.
So now I have to trust them. That's what I can't go into the draft assuming.
None of his thing. You don't have to trust them. You're gonna choose. Look, Joe Shane has announced he had a press conference. He's coming back.
He's coming back.
So it doesn't matter if you trust him. He's the guy making the pick.
Right.
You don't trust him.
I don't trust him.
Right.
So
pick eighth.
No, that doesn't make... Why, pick 35th.
Even better.
At what number does it stop, Greg?
Third round.
I can't go into the draft assuming two things, even if I don't trust my GM. I can't assume he's a moron, and I can't assume the people in front of him are morons. I can't. I can't go into the draft
even if there's a track record of moronic behavior and decisions.
Yes. But even morons, there's a better chance of him picking the better player if there are more players there.
I guess we just see it differently.
I guess we do. I don't know about you. But I would, if I don't trust anyone, perfect example, right? Yeah. If we were to take the entire staff of WFAN, all 12 of us.
A lot fewer people in
the entire staff of this building, whatever. Yeah. And we were going to go play pickleball. We were going to go play baseball. We were going to go play football, whatever. And we were picking teams. And I go,
what?
I don't think Craig is very good at picking players. I don't think he's got an eye for talent. He just picked Fatso to be his co-host. I don't trust him.
Go ahead.
Right? So you could just pick sixth and allow someone else to take the five best athletes from this building and go, well, what's the difference? Sixth, first, I don't care. I'm an idiot.
Well, I might feel that. I don't trust the GM.
I don't trust him either, but I want him to have the best opportunity to make the right pick.
Because you know what did it for me? And again, Joe Shane's a nice dude. He is. I've talked to him. He's a nice guy. The thing that really pushed me over the edge for him, and again, I'm not you know, one of these guys yelling and screaming, fire this guy, fire that guy. It's not what I've ever done. I think you do it when it's warranted, right? Which is why I do support firing Aaron Glenn. I know he's coming back. We'll deal with that later in the show.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, the thing that pushed me over the edge with Shane, and I, for the life of me, don't understand why the Giants ever agreed to let this air, was when we saw the Hard Knocks episode when they're all in the office and Joe Shane's precocious young son is in the office and he's trying to get him to draft. There was Jaden McDaniels, at the time, right? And then you see the whole thing about, I'm not paying $20 million to a running back, whatever, all that nonsense, right? Or $12 million to a running back
to
sit behind a $20 million quarterback, right? That, to me, exposed him as a guy I can't trust on draft day. And then you add to it the video when, obviously, Dable's dead set on drafting Jackson Dart.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's the guy. We got to draft him. And he poo-poos that. And then winds up obviously taking him. So I guess he does get some credit. He pulled the trigger on it.
Yeah.
Those two videos alone, and again, good guy. Those two videos alone, I wouldn't trust him to pick first. I wouldn't trust him to pick second. Sixth or seventh is right about his wheelhouse.
A couple of things.
Let Mendoza go. Let the best left tackle go. Well, yeah. I don't know who it is, right? And at seven, you're pretty sure to get a good player.
It's absolutely ridiculous. First of all, I agree with you, but if you don't trust him, don't let him. Like, he's making the pick. You're making an argument to fire him. You're not making an argument on where you want him to draft. You're making an argument that you don't trust him to make the pick.
I don't. And so
that's fine. I'm open to it. I want him fired. I don't want him making this decision. But you also got to take into account, too, with the first and second overall pick, specifically the first, which is what they would have had because the Raiders won the game.
Right, which you could not have predicted, but they did. They kicked the field goal to win it.
They're
the
not making a pick.
Right.
That's the whole thing. They're trading out and letting someone else, which probably would have been the New York Jets. I know you disagree from our brief conversation on it. It would have been the Jets. And they would have got a bunch of picks.
Yeah, Jets have plenty of first-rounders to give you in future drafts.
Let's go. That's what we were trying to do.
Yeah.
And
well, it didn't work out.
No, it didn't work out. And that's what sucks about it, Craig. You know what sucks about it is we went through it. We were Andy Dufresne crawling through a tunnel of crap.
I guess I just missed my friend.
And then we didn't come out clean on the other side. We went right back in the tunnel of crap. Like, we're supposed to get the fruits of the terrible season.
Yeah.
We're supposed to have this miserable, disgusting, fire the coach, fire the GM. You know, the ownership is dealing with this illness. Like, everything about it, losing all of these games that they had won up double digits in the fourth quarter. Like, this disgusting, miserable, gut-wrenching season. And then you don't get the fruits of that labor. You don't get the top pick because they decide now to win two games. And you know what their record is in the last 3 years in weeks 16, 17,
and 18? They're the best team in
football. They're 4-2. That is the best stretch of any six games that you can find over the last 3 years of the New York Giants. That's when they decide to win. And I know, well, what are you going to do? They play to win. You can't help them. Don't do this. Don't be 3-13 and then decide to win. It's extremely maddening. Beat the Jets. Get your ass kicked by 40 points.
That's not fun either. I can tell you
I'd be I'd be having more fun today sitting here with you if they had gotten their ass kicked by 40 points.
Here's Larry in Little Neck. Larry, good afternoon. What's going on, buddy?
Greggy.
Hey.
Yo. All right. Since you guys missed your opening for the show, I got it.
Good.
Mike and the Mad Dog Sports Radio 60. Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Does the AM station still work? Still there?
Yes, it still works.
Nice.
Out in Warwick, out in the kidnapped capital of the world. It's the only way I get it.
Nice. Awesome. All right, what do you got, Lar?
Guys, I have the answer. C-Mac, I was going to call you Saturday. I missed you. I got a little bit busy. I know you don't want a OC, a DC. You want somebody established, somebody proven. I have the perfect guy for you. He's a little of both.
What's the stank meter?
Current defensive coordinator with the Denver Broncos, Vance Joseph, was a head coach, has the experience. Hear me out on this.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Wait a second. When it comes to the caveat. It comes to the caveat.
Unless the caveat is a different coach, it's not that great a caveat. But good.
You got to take a two-for-one deal. You get Vance Joseph as your head coach.
No.
He adds stability.
No.
And you take Davis Webb, the quarterback coach for the Denver Broncos. He will be the guru. He will be the secret sauce for the Giants.
Yeah, let me contemplate that. Survey says,
I don't want Vance.
Vance Joseph?
No, thank you.
No, thank you. No,
they have too many better options than that. If they were, you know, if they were, if they were, if they had no choice, I'd open my mind to it. But they have too many.
So there are there's a horde of guys.
Yeah.
Who are really good coordinators.
Yeah.
And period, stop.
Yeah.
That's what they are. They're really good. It's like the North Turner disease.
Yes.
Really good offensive coordinator, lousy head coach.
Right.
Vance Joseph, really good defensive coordinator. You know, the Denver Broncos have one of the best defenses in football. I wouldn't want him to be my head coach.
Yeah.
And he's not going to make a lateral move.
No.
To be a defensive coordinator anywhere else. He's got a good gig right now. Yeah, I don't like that at all.
No. I there's other coordinators. Like, I'll give you a name right now real quick. I think... Matt Nagy.
No. No.
That's not a terrible name.
It's a terrible name.
It's a rerun. It's a retread. Yeah, but look what he did. He won with the Bears. He won some games with the Bears with terrible quarterbacks. Terrible quarterbacks. He won some games. He's been the offensive coordinator with the Chiefs. Like, I'd rather him than Vance Joseph.
Offensive coordinator of the Chiefs is not actually a job.
Yes, it is.
It's not a job. Let's be honest about that. Hey, Pat, go make a play. That's the offensive coordinator.
That's fair.
That's why Andy Reid should be fired.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, Patrick Mahomes, go make a play. Yeah. I'm a genius offensive coordinator. No.
He did win some a little bit before. He didn't win any Super Bowls before, but
he
won
some
games.
To five NFC Championship games.
Lost them all.
Had a good quarterback.
Yeah.
Had Donovan McNabb there, right?
Yep.
Anyhow, we continue all the way to... sometime between 6 and 7. I'm not sure exactly what time.
It's 6:45 today, Craig.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
You got a game tonight?
Yeah, I think we have Rutgers basketball.
We'll go to 7
with the great Jerry Recco on the call.
Oh, Jerry Recco.
Yes.
Jerry, by the way, I have a thing that did upset me from yesterday, non-football related.
Okay.
And obviously, the king of all arenas, as you know, is Madison Square Garden.
That is true.
33rd and 7th. It's called the Mecca for a reason. And something happened in Brooklyn, that for some reason really made me pissed. And there's a person now in the city who is no longer welcome on my watch, at Madison Square Garden, unless she buys a ticket. You buy a ticket, you're welcome. All right? Did you happen to see that the Brooklyn Nets won a game because your favorite gal, Emily Ratajkowski, was in the building cheering for the Brooklyn Nets?
I did not. I did not see that she was there.
Because here's what's going to happen right around May. The New York Knicks and Madison Square Garden are going to be the toast of the town.
Yep.
As they run through the Eastern Conference, big game tonight against the Pistons, as they run to an NBA championship, and she's going to want to be courtside. And my guy, James Dolan, who joins us at 5:30 today, under my advice, is going to say, buy a ticket, sweetheart.
Really?
We don't play those games.
Can't go
you
want to
go to Brooklyn on a free ticket? Enjoy yourself. Sit with three people. Sit with three people and watch an H-League team.
If they have been a little bit better in December.
Stop it. If you want to come to the Mecca and watch a professional basketball team play, you don't take the freebies in Brooklyn. You'll never see me at Barclays.
No?
That place is dead to me. Dead to me. For a few other reasons also. Yeah. But dead to me.
Yeah.
Anyhow, 888-808-1019. It's the Carton Show. Chris McMonagle, Craig Carton on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.